Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Quiet Twin by Dan Valletta, published by Bloomsbury in 2011. Today's book is all about secrets, paranoia, and neighbours. Quiet Twin is set in an unnamed apartment building in Vienna in 1939. Dr. Beer is the neighbourhood general practitioner, and late one night he's called to the apartment of another former doctor, Dr. Speckstein, to take a look at his niece, Zuska. Zuska is complaining of a fever, but there seems to be nothing wrong with her, except perhaps loneliness, and she begs Dr. Beer to stay and shows him how she watches the others in the apartment building come and go. There's the man with the white painted face, a mime artist, who she suspects has a hidden wife, the janitor, the crippled little girl with her drunken father, and a strange Japanese trumpeter. Zuska is not the only one watching. Her uncle Speckstein is known to be an informer, and a few weeks ago his beloved dog was murdered. Speckstein has a sordid past. He lost his career after allegations of rape, of which he was acquitted. And Speckstein is not the only one with secrets, and the dead dog is not the only death. There's been a series of murders in the area, and the police are also snooping around. Dr. Beer has previous experience with psychoanalysis, and through his connections with the police, Speckstein asks Beer to look over the murder files and provide his opinion, bringing Beer into the company of the repellent Detective Tubin. Meanwhile, Zuska is increasingly curious about the mime artist and his hidden wife, and she decides to take action. But what she finds is far different from what she expects, and opens up a whole other world of secrets and accusations and potential motives for the murders. Now, I've only described a tiny part of the plot of The Quiet Twin. This is an intricate book of paranoia and secrets where everyone is watching everyone else, but most of the time they're not doing anything about it, just noting what their neighbours are up to. This book is highly detailed, but beautifully and simply written. Each character is examined in the smallest detail, which some people might find boring, but I completely lapped it up. The characters are all traumatised in their own way by secrets and guilt and grief, coping through alcohol, drugs, or power. Not only are the characters fearful for their lives, is there a serial murder in their midst? But with the outbreak of World War II, the Nazi government has a stranglehold on the people, and the men could be called up to the front at any moment. Each chapter is also prefaced with the true story of a murder in Vienna around the same time as the story, setting the scene of a very strange period in Austrian history. I found this book so compelling. And rather than racing through it to find out who did it, like I do with many other novels, I actually wanted to stay and linger in this fascinating world of the apartment building in Vienna. So if you like snooping on your neighbours, murder mysteries, dread, guilty secrets, and evocative and detailed writing, I highly recommend The Quiet Twin by Dan Valletta. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.